As parents of young children know all too well, it is very hard to find quality and affordable childcare. During the pandemic, many childcare centres closed. It's now at a crisis point. Stepping in to help, President Biden yesterday signed an executive order that includes directives aimed at making childcare more accessible and more affordable. Advocates are calling it historic and a good first step in the absence of congressional action. Joining us now is Jen Klein, director of the White House Gender Policy Council. Jen, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Jen, the president's order aims to support caregivers in multiple ways, but we're just going to focus on childcare right now. What does the order do to help parents, families, and childcare providers?
So, as you know, President Biden has long made it a priority to help families and individuals in two ways. You know, first and foremost, access affordable, high-quality care, and also to support the care workers who are disproportionately women, women of color, and immigrants who are among the lowest paid in the country despite working on often complex, demanding jobs.
So, Jen, let's jump into some specifics. You mentioned the workforce. We know they're very poorly paid. And this executive order has plans for Head Start teachers who are federal employees. They make about $35,000 a year. And we know that's very difficult to live off in today's economy. How soon might proposed pay increases hit a teacher's paycheck? Can that happen quickly?
Well, the Department of Health and Human Services will work really quickly to get these steps in place. And as you said, what they have committed to do is take steps to increase the pay and benefits for Head Start teachers and staff. Also, you know, importantly, beyond Head Start, to implement policies so that more childcare providers who are part of the what's called the Child Care and Development Block Grant, which is a program that's run with states and the federal government that provides childcare subsidies for many families across this country. Also, those childcare providers should receive higher reimbursements for the children that they serve.
We asked some childcare experts for their thoughts, and Leah Austin, who is the executive director of the Center for the Study of Childcare Employment at the University of California, Berkeley, told us this.
Ultimately, it is going to take greater investments in congressional action to transform our childcare system into one that can support all families and early educators. But until then, these are really important actions.
So the president's order is being touted as immediate action to help American families, but there's language in there that feels, I have to say, kind of squishy, such as directing departments to take steps or consider or review policy. What directly can be done, especially for childcare providers who really just need money in their pockets, especially once this pandemic aid dries up?
This will work, come into effect really quickly. That's the benefit of doing it by executive order. As the speaker just said, you know, we have a lot of work to do with Congress and we will continue to do that. But these are things that can be steps that can be taken really quickly. I'll just give you one other example that's a step that's already been taken and this executive order builds off of. You know, federal agencies, particularly those with new funds that were made possible through the president's historic legislative achievements like the CHIPS and Science Act, like the Inflation Reduction Act, they can work immediately to identify which programs can support childcare for workers who are delivering on federal projects. This has already been done in the context of the CHIPS and Science Act by Secretary Raimondo. And what this executive order does is open that possibility to those people who are seeking contracts with the federal government to expand access to care for their workers.
Jen Klein is director of the White House Gender Policy Council. Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're collecting stories from you about your childcare provider and what makes them irreplaceable. Listener Larry Breckner from Chesterton, Indiana, tells us about a nanny who takes care of his 2.5-year-old grandson every day. Her name is Peyton.
Without her in our life, my daughter would not really be able to work from home, and our grandson's enrichment would not nearly be as full. She truly is a blessing to our family with her caregiving.
Share gratitude for your child's preschool teacher or daycare provider, and we may feature your voice on an upcoming program.